We started the Gemara and the Kufi now look on the base. Gemara quotes from Nachman Amar Shmuel, who says, "Sakin sheshochet ba'osa lachtach ba roseh." Got a sakin that you were shochet ba, stomach there's dam on the sakin. You can't cut ba'osa roseh, hot meat. Says Rashi, why is that the case? Because the base hashchit is roseh, so the stomach, there's going to be some kind of a blia. I did the beis hashchita roseach bolea hasakim in adam. The also lachlech baroseach. Ibn shechozu polipa. Rashi says that the problem is that if you're going to use the sakin sheshachad ba, mistama there was dam on the sakin when you shechted the behema, the dam is going to be nivla into the sakin, and then if you cut the hot meat with the basa, it's going to be chozu upolit into the basa. It's going to be nivla. It'll be expelled from the knife back into the basa, and that's going to be a problem. So we were troubled with Akasha that it seems to be a stira, a contradiction between this statement of Shmuel and the Gemara Dav Chesam Ebeis. Because the Gemara Chesam Ebeis says that Sakin Treifa, what's the din of a Sakin Treifa? If you shechted a behema, it turns out that the behema is a treifa. You abodek the behema, you checked its lungs or its kidneys or its stomach or whatever, and you found holes somewhere. It's a treifa. It's a treifa. A treifa clearly is also ba'achila. We assume a treifa is ein achaya, that it's not going to live out the 12 months. It's a certain status of an animal. It's not that there was a problem with the shechita per se, but the shechita's treifa is not going to be matir ba'achila. If you haven't had an improper shechita, you did something wrong in the shechita, you didn't check the simon improperly, or you waited a little bit in the middle of the shechita, or you pressed down too much. If you did something wrong in the shechita, that's called nevela. Behem is a nevela. That means that the shechita is a shechita psula. Shchitas treifa, even though the shchitas treifa is not matir ba'achila, the reason why the animal is also ba'achila is not because there was a problem in the shchita per se, but rather because there's a problem in the animal. But either way, this dam, right, this basar, if you will, the basar of the behema treifa is also ba'achila, and the stomach's nivla into the sakin. So the question is, what's the status of that sakin? Should we say that the treifa is that the but the iser of the behema treif is nivlent to the sakin or not? So the Gemara Daf Chesam Ebeis quotes the machlokas amarayim 2 days that either bechamin or betzonin. If you want to use this sakin treifa, sakin that you shechted the behema treifa with, so there's a shaila. Do you need hagola? Do you have to do hechsher on that sakin? Do you have to kasha the sakin? Should we assume that there is a bliya into the sakin or not? One day I hold that you have to do hagola, that you need chamin, because we're afraid that there was shamnunis, there was some kind of be'en, kind of oil, fat on the sakin, blood on the sakin. Well, blood is a different issue, but fat from the behema treifa that entered into the sakin. So you do hagola to be motzida. And the other day it says no betzonin. It's enough just to wash it off betzonin. Says Rashi the kasava beis hashchita tzonin, that this day holds the beis hashchita tzonin. When you shecht an animal, it doesn't get too hot in the beis hashchita. Okay, it's a little warm, but it's not hot enough that it's going to cause a bliya. It's not that they're arguing what the heat of the Beis HaShchita is. There's no machlokas mitzias about it. It either is warm or it's not warm. The question is, the warmth of the Beis HaShchita, is that enough to cause a bliya? Or do we say, no, that warmth is not enough. That's a din of tzone. It's not that they're arguing, how warm is it? Measure it. Get the scientists to figure out exactly how warm it is. That's not the shaila. Shaila is, there is a little bit of warmth. Everyone agrees there's warmth there. The question is that chum? Is that cham? Chamimus is really hot enough to cause a bliya? Do we say no, based on shchita tzonin, even though it's warm, it has a din of tzonin because it's not warm enough to cause any kind of a bliya? But says Rashi, the man d'amru says, bitzonin, that the sakin treifa doesn't need hagola, but rather you just have to wash it off. He's assuming based on shchita tzonin, that the makom of the based on shchita is cold, doesn't get so warm, so therefore you don't need hechshe. The Hilchas HaBetzonin, and the Gemara concludes Hilchas HaBetzonin, that the Sakin Shosheva does not need Hagol. So the Kasha is, if you pass in like Shmuel and Agimara, and Rashi learns Shmuel that Sakin Shosheva is Lachtofa Roseach, because the Beis HaShchita is Roseach, Pashup Shad is, Rashi is saying that there was a Bliya, the Beis HaShchita is Roseach, and there was a Bliya. Of course, you could say it's a Machloka Samarayim, but the fact that there's no Cholik in Agimara sounds like we should pass in like Shmuel. Since the Chastira between the two Gemaras, according to Rashi, since the Gemara paskins beferish and chesam beis v'ilchus abitzonin, it sounds like beis hashchit abitzonin, and yet Shmuel and our Gemara says that you can't cut basar roseach with the sakin sheshachat ba, and Rashi explains that's because beis hashchit roseach. So it's the chastir in Rashi. stira in the Gemara, according to Rashi. So the Ramban is a very interesting comment over here. Ramban says, "Vikashalach hakaimala b'sak and treifa meidiach." You pass in hilchas the beis hashchit, hilchas the betzone, that you only have to be meidiach betzone. Ikalame mahasam bebo lishchod bo. That's talking about you want to shecht with the sak and treifa a different time. Now, you're not going to cut basar or seach with the sack. No, you want to do shechita. L'chem pirish harav Reb Moshe HaSfardi. The Rambam explains like that. K'dem afur shasa b'gemara, da'aydi d'tridi simanin la'afuk adama, lo bali minei la'acha shehuda. As the Ramban, there's the yesod in shechita, that when the simanim are tridi l'miflat, right, tridi l'miflat, the simanim b'shas ha'shechita, the dam is flowing out, there's such a pressure that the dam is coming out of the simanim, that the simanim are not going to be bole anything. So if you weren't mediach, then we're afraid there's shamnunis of a trefa on the surface of the sakin, so that's going to enter into the simanim. But if we're only talking about a blia, right, if you washed it off, right, there's no concern that there's going to be anything, there's no concern that the blia is going to come out, so then it's not going to be nivla, right? It's not going to be nivla. What's on the surface is not going to be nivla, because I did the treaty siman and lafukir dama. They're not going to be bolea. That's what the Ramban says. That really beis hashchita roseach. There really is a bolea over here, and that's why Shmuel holds that you can't cut basar roseach with sakin sheshagaba, because there is a bolea in the sakin and it is going to come out into the hot meat. Aye, so why be sak and treifa? We're not afraid it's going to come into the next animal that you shechit. You shechted the behemoth treifa. The treifus was nivla into the sakin, so you shouldn't be able to use the sakin unless you do a hechsher bechamin. Why should you be able to shat? So says Ramban, it's something unique to shechita. If all you're going to do is a shechita, you're not cutting basar roseach with the sakin, then there's no problem. Why? Because I did the treaty simon and lemiflat lo bala. The simanim are not going to be balas. It's a special halacha in a ma'isa shechita. And even though the beis hashechita is roseach, it really is hot, and there is a bliya, and it should be mavliya, but it's not going to be nivla into the simanim, because the simanim are tridi lemifla, so therefore they're not going to accept anything. Nothing is going to be absorbed into the simanim. Now, it's not clear that the Ramban is saying this b'das Rashi. It doesn't sound like it should work b'das Rashi. This is the Ramban's pshat, to be miyashiv the steer between the sugis. But l'chor, it's not going to work with das Rashi. Why? Which Rashi is it not going to work in? The Rashi on Kuf Yud Aleph or the Rashi on Ches? Kuf Yud Aleph, why? The Rashi on Kuf Yud Aleph is not talking about doing another shechita. Right? It's talking about cutting hot meat with sakin sheshachat. And Rashi says the base of shechita is what? Rashi on Kuf Yud Aleph says beis hashchita roseach or beis hashchita tzonei? Roseach, right? So the problem is Rashi on Ches Amud Beis. Rashi says hilchas betzonein. Rashi interprets the manda omar that sakin treifa, it's enough not to kasher it b'chamin, but rather just to rinse it off betzonein. Rashi says, because that manda omar holds beis hashchita tzonei. And then the Gemara says v'hilchas betzonei. So it sounds like we pass in beis hashchita tzonei. That's the problem. Like Rashi seems to paskin, Rashi seems to understand the Gemara of Chesam Beis that paskins hilchas betzonin and is saying beis hashchita tzonin. The beis hashchita tzonin, then nothing was nivla into the sakin. So if nothing was nivla into the sakin, what's the problem of Kuf Yud Aleph from a beis? You can cut basar roseach with the sakin. There is no blia here. There's no blia over here. So what's the problem? What's the problem? So the pshat the Ramban has to be miyashiv the stira, it is miyashiv the stira, but I don't know if it can work with das Rashi. Because Rashi seems to say on the chesam and beis that we pass in beis hashchita tzoni. His statement on Kuf Yud Aleph and beis seems a little bit difficult. Comes the Rashba and says, I'll give you pshat in Rashi. What does the Rashba say? Rashba and Kuf Yud Aleph. Right, that we paskin like our Gemara, and we paskin like the Gemara that first time. Mashapiresh Rashi, notice he quotes the Rashi, so he's going to work on the Rashi. Mashapiresh Rashi, the Gosav Shmuel, the Beis Hashchita Roseach, ain't Sarach Lezeh. You don't need that Beis Hashchita Roseach. The Kaimelan commanded Amr Beis Hashchit that Tzonei Ki Ika the Amri the Reish Mechilt and Gabi Ashoch Beis Hakan Shal Nochim the Beis Hashchit that Tzonei Vafilu Achei Kaimelan Ki Hod Rav Nachman Mide Ka Amr Rav Nachman Asa Lecha Bar Oseach Stam Mashu Da Osir Ad Shiyagi Lel. So how can you pass them like both? He says, the time of the milsa, mishim da agav duchka da sakina bola me isa ba'en. Yesod, Zogta Rashba, is that if there's duchka da sakina, pressure of the knife, if there's pressure of the knife, then it can be bolea me isa ba'en, even b'tzonim. That's what we're saying. The Beis Hashchit is not roseach gomut. No, it's that duchka da sakina adds to the chom Beis Hashchit. Right, it adds to the chom Beis Hashchit. So that will be bolea me isa ba'en. The hilgo boleahu bachamimus muat b'chom Beis Hashchit. The chom Beis Hashchit is not such a strong chom. It's chom b'miktsas, let's say. It's chom b'miktsas. But chom b'miktsas plus the duchka de sakina, that's going to be mavli into the sakin. And if it's mavli into the sakin, what's the problem? You can't cut roseach with this sakin because then it's going to be nivla out into the bas roseach. Kshachodich bo roseach gomor. That's the key word, gomor. Kshachodich bo roseach gomor poli humashe bola. If you cut Basar Oseach with the Sakin, Sheshachad Bas, so since there's Duchka the Sakina plus a Cham B'Miktas, it will be Nivla, the Trefas, the Isser, the Dam will be Nivla into the Sakin. And if you cut Basar Oseach with the Sakin, it'll be Choza Upolate into the Basar Oseach, because the Basar Oseach is Roseach Gomor. It's very hot. But Zop the Rajba, the Gemara, the Avchesim and Beis, the hilchas of the tzonei, that you don't have to be marsha the sakin to do another shchita, that's because the heat of beis hashchita, even with the duch of the sakina, is not enough to be maflit from the sakin. It's not going to pull out the blia that was absorbed into the sakin. It's enough to absorb into the kli. It's much harder to be maflit from the kli than to be mavliya into the kli. So if you have chom beis hashchita plus duchka de sakina zokta rashba, that will be mavliya into the kli. If you have roseach gomer, like by kuf yud aleph amibayz, then that will be mavliya out of the kli, whatever was nivla. But if you only have chom beis hashchita, that's a cham b'miktas, plus duchka de sakina, that will not be maflit from the kli. Right? That will not be maflit from the kli. Basar roseach will be maflit from the kli, because it's very hot. The chom beis hashchita is not so hot. There's a tziruf of chom beis hashchita with the duchka de sakina that creates a certain sense of heat, but that's only not to be mavliya into the sakin, not to be maflit from the sakin. So that's the answer to the stira between kuf yud aleph and beis and chesam beis. He starts by saying that you don't need what Rashi says, but be'emes, once he says it, you really could put that into Rashi. That's what we said, that the Rosh Yosef is goreis in Rashi, roseach ktsas. Right, he's Garis and Rashi, the Chom Beis Hashchita is Roseach Ktas. So that's enough, together with the Duchka de Sakina, to be Mavliya into the Sakin, and that's going to be the problem. If you cut the Basar Roseach with that Sakin, then it'll be Niflat into the Basar. Yes?
So he's not saying that when Rashi says, Beis Hashchita, Roseach, that means Duchka de Sakina. He's just saying that plus Duchka de Sakina will create a Bliya. You need a sas plus the sakina to create, or could Rashi just be saying that
Beis Hashchita might mean with? I mean, again, it's ikka chosim and asef. Rashi doesn't say it. You could say the Rashi, but it's not learning pshat and Rashi. But it could fit in Rashi. We want to have a working pshat and Rashi. This really is the only working pshat and Rashi that I know of. So to put it into Rashi, even though the Rashba didn't put it into Rashi's mouth. And a little bit is missing from the Lashon of Rashi, it's not so shver to say that that's what Rashi meant, that it's Roseach only with the Duchka de Sakina. But that's enough to be Mavliya into the Sakin, and then we're afraid that if you cut the Basar Roseach, it's going to come out into the Bas. Okay? The Rashba quotes a third Shita. What's the third Shita? The Balama. Modna Shita. Comes to Balamar and says, What's the pshat? According to the Manda Amr, Vehilchas Betzonin, Manda Amr Betzonin and Davchesen and Beis, it's exactly what you saw. Beis Hashchita is not roseach enough, even with Tuchat HaSakina, it's not going to be Mavli into the Sakin. All you need is just a Hadocha Ba'alma, just rinsing off the Sakin. So what does the Gemara Kufir Aleph and Beis mean? Shmuel's Halacha, that Asalachtach Ba'al, Roseach, you can't cut Basar Roseach with the Sakin. If all you need is a Hadocha, so why can't you cut the Basar Roseach? The Lashon that you can't cut Basar Roseach sounds like you can't cut Basar Roseach without a Hagalah, without a Hechsher. But you don't need a Hechsher, all you need is just a Hadocha Ba'alma. So up to Ba'alamar, that's what Rav Nachman and Shmuel meant. He meant that you can't cut Basar Roseach without a Hadocha. This is a tremendous Chiddush. Not the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Also, lachtofa roseach means it's also lachtofa without a hadacha. Sounds like you can't cut roseach because there's a blia inside the sakin, and it's going to be choser v'niflat if you cut the basar roseach. Up the balama, no. You only need a hadacha. Why do I say that you only need a hadacha? Because the Gemara of Chesem Abeis. The Gemara of Chesem Abeis says by sakin treifa, we paskin hilchas abitzonin. It sounds like beis hashchita tzonin. Beis hashchita tzonin. So there is no blias. If there's no blias, so what's the problem? Must be. You just need a hadacha. You just have to rinse off the dam that's on the surface, but it's not really nivla into it. So that's what Shmuel meant on the kufi alef and beis. That you need a hadacha. You want to cut a basar or a seach. You need a hadacha before you do that. And if you don't do that, so then it's going to be a problem. It'll be nivla kadei klipa. Right? It'll be nivla kadei klipa. You have to wash off the surface. But if you wash up the surface, that's enough. We're not afraid of any bli inside the kli. We can't be. We can't be afraid of any bli inside the kli. Because the Gemara of Chesam Bey said, Hilchas Abitzone. So Hilchas Abitzone means there is no bli inside the kli. Hadacha must be sufficient to take off the surface, the shamunis, the dam, whatever's on the surface. But a bli, there is no bli. Bamis, the pshat of the Balamor, answers the stira very easily. It's a big chiddish in Kufir Aleph on the base to say the issa to cut basar or with a second shalba is because of the shamnunis ban. It's only saying that you need a hadacha. Where did he get that from? Where did the Balamar get such a pshat from? Okay, it answers the stira. It's a third way to answer the stira. Right? We have Ramban, Rashba, and Balamar. Right? The Ramban says that really, Beis Hashchita Roseach, Beis Hashchita Roseach, Ay Hilchas Abitzonin, what does the Ramban say? Hilchas Abitzonin, what's the answer? Idi the tree, the lemiflat lo bolat. Right. So if you're shechting again, only for shechting again, do we say hilchas abitzonin? Because even though there is a blia, but it's not going to come out. Yeah, that's the Rambam. The Rashba says the beis hashchita is roseach ktsas. So with the duchka the zakin, it will be nivla into the sakin. But b'shashchita, it's not going to be niflat from the sakin. But the basar roseach is roseach gomer, so it will be niflat into the basar. Comes to Balamar and says, no, Beis HaShchita Tzonei. Beis HaShchita Tzonei. There is no blia into the sakin at the time of the Shchita. But there is some shamnunis ben on the surface. There is some dam ben on the surface. So you come to cut the basar roseach, you got to do hadacha. You got to wash off the surface. We're not talking about the blia. We're talking about the surface. If you wash off the surface, then it's fine. But if you don't wash off the surface, then it'll be a problem. It'll be mavliya kadei klipa, because whatever's on the surface with the resicha of the basar, it'll be mavliya kadei klipa. But if you wash off the surface, that's fine. You don't need a hechsher. That's what Shmuel meant on the Kufir Aleph Beis. Yes. The Balamor doesn't sound like he's answering for Rashi. Sounds like he's saying his own pshat, the way the Rashba presents it. Comes the Ran and says, I think that's pshat in Rashi too. It's a bit chiddush what the Ran is saying, but that's Rashi, because it's really not what Rashi says. Right? Rashi says, Haydi the Beis Hashchita Roseach Bolea Hasakin Min Adam. He says Beis Hashchita Roseach. It sounds like we're talking about a blia. We're not talking about the surface. I'm not sure where the Ran, how the Ran can say this Pshat Das Rashi, but he does. He does. There's something bothering him in Rashi in the Hemshech Hasugya, and that's why he says this Pshat Das Rashi. But within Rashi itself, it's difficult to say. What does the Ran say? What does the Ran say? Let's turn to the Ran. Keep your hand on the Gemara, because we're going to fiddle back to the Gemara. We're going to turn back to the Gemara as we're reading the Ran. But let's all turn to the Ran on Daf Mem. Mem Amud Aleph and Daf Yeri. The Ran says, sonen ami labaya hadocha. Chasav Rashi zavim chatach bat sonen boy hadocha hahut sonen. What's he referring to? So hold on to the Ran. Let's go back to the Gemara. Okay, just the next line. Let's read the next line. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, "What zaken sheshachah ba salachach ba roseach." Dr. Gemara, next line. Sonein amila baya hadocha, or the Bach says boy hadocha, the amila lo boy hadocha. Adka. That's the end of the Gemara. So Shmuel says to kapos roseach. That's awesome, whatever that means. The kabbas it's so name. Some say you need hadacha. Some say that you don't need hadacha. Hadacha on what? What needs hadacha? That's the 64,000 question. What are the two possibilities? Help me. Sakin or the bus, right? What is Rashi saying? What needs hadacha? According to Rashi, the bus, right? That's what the Raj is quoting. So name vimchatach but so name says Rashi boy hadacha hahut so name. The baset sone needs a hadacha. Baset sone needs the hadacha. And how about the knife? He's not talking about the knife. He's talking about the baset sone. He's talking about the baset sone needs a hadacha. Now that's quite interesting, right? Baset sone needs a hadacha. That's not the pashup shah, right? Because Shmuel started off by talking about the sakin. Sakin sheshachah. What's the din of the sakin? Can you cut baset roseach with it? Can you not? He's talking about the sakin. Not talking about the baset. He's focusing on the din of the sakin. So now the Gemara says, sonein, some say you need hadach, and some say you don't. It's very mistaber to say that that's going on the sakin. That's the hemshich of the Gemara. The first thing was about the sakin, so the second thing should be about the sakin. Second thing should be about the sakin. What's more, frek the ran, utmi hani, maizki, kol rashi, litcho kol farish debay hadach at sonein koi, v'lamal opirish dekai hasakin. The osi loshon baya shu loshon akeva kepashtei. What does the Gemara say? It's so nein amila baya hadacha v'amila lo baya hadacha. Baya is a loshon akeva. What's sakin? Is sakin a zachar or is it nakeva? It's nakeva, he says. So sakin, if we're talking about the sakin, it should say baya hadacha. The Ran says that is the gears in the Gemara, baya hadacha. So baya hadacha sounds like we're going on what? Going on the sakin, not the baser. Baser is a zocher. Sakin, the keva. So if it says baya hadacha, it should be going on the sakin, not the baser. So interestingly enough, what is Rashi's gear say in the Gemara? Boy hadacha. Not baya, but boy. And that's what the Bach has, right? The Bach changes the gear from baya to boy. Why? Because the Bach always works with Rashi, right? He's working with the gear of Rashi. So what does it matter? Baya, boy, but no, Rashi was sensitive to that because Rashi learns that baya hadocha is going on the tzonim. That's why he has to change baya. He thinks the gears is incorrect. It's not baya with the keva going on the sakin. It's baya hadocha zocher going on the baser. So that kasha, the Ran is not a kasha according to the gears of Rashi. Right? The Ran had the gears of baya, so he was troubled. The Rashba also has that gears. Rashi says, "Sonei nami la boy hadacha." Pirush Rashi, "Mashechot chabo." The goris boy hadacha, v'lo mechubar. Ela baya hasakin hadacha ka'amar. Ubaya garsina v'hachi isa berov asvarim. The Rashi says in Rov Asvarim they don't have a girsa boy; they have a girsa baya. So mistamet's going on the sakin, not the basa. That's where the Ran was coming from, because the Ran had such a girsa. They didn't really find the girsa of Rashi, so they said it's very difficult. Very difficult to have such a gears. It's not the gears in the Gemara. If it's not the gears in the Gemara, we're going on the sakin, not going on the bus. Why is Rashi saying it's going on the bus? What was Machriach Rashi to say then? So comes the Ran and says as a, okay, now you can put it down to the Ran. Right? You can, no need to keep your hand on the Gemara. What does the Ran say? The Nir Elishis Kiko Lafarish came with a paskin on the El Perakama, the Sakan Shishachaba, Trefa, Kligiba, Rav Achav, Ravina, who paskin on a love Ilchasafi, Lavitsone. The Alma in Chombe Sashkita God O Kokak, Shiavlia, Hasakan Shu Koshe, O Kamosha Kasa Rashi. Rashi and Avchesma Bey says that Hilchasabitsone by Sakan Trefa tells me that Chombe Sashkita is Tsone. It's not warm enough to be Mavlia in the Sakan. There is no Blia in the Sakan. Kosha Kasa Rashi is Alala Dahi. Hilkach al korchin ki omer Shmuel sakin sheshachat ba osa lachtach ba basar lo ba lomad lo liski le sakin be hadocha. Shmuel never meant to say it's also lachtach babasa roseach. Don't think hadoch is not enough. You need hagola. You need a hechsher because you're going to have a bli inside the sakin. That can't be, because that's a steerer from the Gemara and Daf Chesam and Beis. The Gemara Chesam and Beis said Beis Hashchita Tzonein. It's not going to be mavliya. It's not hot enough to create a bliya. So what's the iser over here on Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis? If you did hadacha, that's enough. Because there is no bliya if you were shochet besakin. Hadacha, of course, is sufficient. So what's he saying? Well, it's also to cut basar osayach. What's he saying? Elokikamar asalachach ba rosayach. Chaynu loma shim chotach ba kodem hadacha sasakin. Osa hau basar osayach. What he's saying is not that it's also to cut roseach even if you had hadacha. No, if you had hadacha vada, it's enough. What's the iser? The iser is that if you cut the roseach without hadacha, then you're in trouble. Then you're in trouble. Right? It's not enough to be made diach the bas. If you made diach the sakin before you cut the bas roseach, then everything is great. If you weren't made the after basa before you cut, if you weren't made the after sakin before you cut the basa roseach, then the bus is going to become aser. How much? Kedei klipa, right? Kedei klipa, the bus is going to become aser. Then hadach on the bus is not going to help you because it's just going to wash off what's on the surface. But it's nivla into the klipa. That's not going to help you. But avada, if you did hadach to the sakin before you cut the basa roseach, avada, that's enough. Says the Ran. Shmuel just meant to say, if you didn't do hadacha, then it's not going to avoid you, and then you cut the bus roseach without the hadacha, then it asks the bus, the klipa, and hadacha is not going to work. So it's on that. Kevin Shekein, Al Karchan, Ki Amrin, and Basar Achi. Then the next stage of the Gemara is Tzonin. Let's say you have Basar Tzonin. Ami lo baya hadacha, lo kaya sakin. That statement, baya hadacha, could not be going on the sakin. Why? Shem hidicho afilu l'roseach sagin. Based on what we just said, if you did hadocha to the sakin sheshachat ba, then you can even cut basa roseach with that sakin. Because there is no bliya inside the sakin. It's all surface. Surface shamnuna, surface dam. So if you did hadocha to the sakin, even roseach, you can cut roseach. So what does it mean that by tzonein you need a hadocha? Some say that you need a hadocha. Need a hadocha. Couldn't be going on the sakin. Right, it couldn't be going on the sakin, because if you had a hadacha, it's mutter even the cut basar roseach with this sakin. So amila baya hadacha must be that if you didn't wash off the sakin and you cut the basar tzonein, as opposed to basar roseach, that you're going to have a problem kedei klipa. But basar tzonein, some say that hadacha is sufficient even b'di'evet. That's the shayla in the Gemara. What's the shayla in the Gemara? The shayla by tzonin is not whether you have to do hadacha to the sakin. No, if you did hadacha to the sakin, you can even cut basar roseach with the sakin. So by tzonin, the shayla in the Gemara is, let's say you did not rinse off the sakin, what happens to the basar? As opposed to basar roseach, that you ruined everything if you didn't rinse off the sakin. By basar tzonin, so some say, as long as you wash off the meat, it's okay. And some say you don't even have to wash off the meat. You have to wash off the meat, but I understand it was surface, there's dam on the surface, so why don't you have to wash off the meat? So Ran has a modern statement that dam somehow is different. The nature of dam is that if you cut basar tzonin with the dam, if you cut basar tzonin with a sakin that has dam on it, the dam is just going to sort of like fall off. So even without washing it off, it's not going to be there on the bus. I don't understand the metzias, but those are the two days in the Gemara. That either you have something that's going to remain on the surface of the bus, so you need a hadacha to the bus. You need a hadacha to the bus. We're not talking about hadacha of the sakin. You need a hadacha to the bus. And some say you don't even need a hadacha to the bus. If it's bus, it's only. But bus roseach, if you made diach the sakin beforehand, then everything is fine because there is no bliya. If you were not made the effort beforehand, then the basar becomes asa, kedei klipa. This is the Balamar. The Balamar was bothered with the Ran's kasha. Right? The Balamar was bothered with this stira from the Chesam Beis to Kufin Alfam Beis that the Maskon of Chesam Beis is Vilchos of Tzone. It sounds like Beis Hashchita is Tzone. So Beis Hashchita is Tzone. There is no Belia into the Sakin. No Belia of Treifas. No Belia of Dam. There's no Belia into the Sakin. He denies what the Rashba in the first chat learns. That no, there's some mixture of Chom Beis Hashchita is Cham B'Miktzat with Duchka B'Sakin. The Malama says, come on, it's not Tzone. I know what the word tzoni means. Hilchos of tzoni means that there is no blia. No blia at all. It's not that, no, there really is a blia, but it's not going to be nifla, because even there's no place in the Gemara that says that. I think it's tzoni mamish. So if it's tzoni mamish, how do you understand the Gemara in Kufi Nalfam base? Can't cut the bus or a with the Zak and Shashach, but why? Why? What's the problem? Just be mediach. Right? Just be mediach. That's enough. So Zokta Balamoy, that's exactly what Shmuel means. You think Shmuel means to say you can't cut the basar osei with a zakin shishachaba without hagala, without a heksha. It's not what he means. He means that with a hadocha, it's sufficient. Because in Beis Hashchita Tzoni, the only problem over here is the surface treifas, the surface shamnun is from a treifa, the surface dam from a treifa. That's it. So if you mediach the sakin, then you can even cut a hot piece of meat. But cold piece of meat? Cold piece of meat? Also, if you made the sakin as mutter to cut, but there, even if you didn't wash off the knife, some say there's no problem b'chlal because cold pieces of meat, they function differently. The dam is going to be misparach, it's just going to fall off the meat, it's not going to be a problem anymore. And others say no, they have to wash off the meat afterwards. Okay, these are three pshatim in the Gemara to try to be miyashe the steer between kufi alav and beis and chesam and beis. Questions? Is the Gemara where?
Is more in Chen Mashma that it can be used for another Shkita, or is it, like we know it's in general, we want to use it for something else?
You're saying Stam, not just for another Shkita.
Yeah.
According to the Rashba, it's being used for another Shkita.
Is that Mashma in
the Gemara? Mashma in the Gemara. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. And Rashi didn't interpret that way either. He doesn't say you're using it for another shechita. According to Rashi, the issue is there a blia in the sakin treifa? Is there no blia in the sakin treifa? Right? That's what it sounds like from Rashi. Right? The Rashba is a big chiddush. The way he's miyashiv the steer is to say the Gemara and the Chesam Beis is talking about that you can use it for another shechita. So if it's only for another shechita, if the Beis HaShechita is roseach k'tzas, and the problem is only with dukkah the sakina, that's not going to be maflit. The whole thing is a chiddush. It's a beautiful lumdus of the Rashba. It's a chiddush in the Gemara. It's not pashat pshat in the Gemara. I mean, the truth is, the two pshatim, the Rashba and the Ramban, they didn't make them up out of thin air. They're really two deists in the Gemara. The svaris of the Rashba and the Ramban, this is not like, you know, they were machadesh, these svaris. They're really taking them from the Gemara itself. Which Gemara? Gemara Chesan Abeis. The previous Gemara, before Sakin Treifa. It mahashochet b'sakin shel ovdei kochavim, yishech with a sakin shel ovdei kochavim. What does that mean? A sakin of vodazar? No, it's a sakin of goy, meaning it has a blias isser inside of it. A sakin shel ovdei kochavim, a sakin of goy. Rav amar kolev, Rav amar bachan amar mediach. Machlokas amarim, what you have to do with the sakin that has a blias isser in it. So Rav says that if you shochet bo, then you have to take off a kedei klipa from the makom hashchita. Rabbi Barbachana says, no, you just have to wash it off. So what's the machlokas? So the Gemara says, Lema b'hakam iflagi, the marasa v'besh l'shchita tzoni, the marasa v'besh l'shchita roseach. Poshut. Question is it nivla? Right? Is the blias iser in the sakin shalom de kochavim, is it going to be nivla into the besh l'shchita? So if you hold besh l'shchita roseach, it will be nivla. You have to do klipa. If you hold besh l'shchita tzoni, it's not nivla. Hadach is sufficient. Help the Gemara, lo, the kulian besh l'shchita roseach. Madam, I call Lev Shaper. Madam, I mediach. I did the 3D Simon and Lafuke Dam, Lo Bali. Right? You could say, no, everyone holds the Beis Hashchita Roseach. Aye, but one day I hold that you only have to be mediach. I did the 3D Simon and Lemiflak, Lo Bala. Like the Rashba Svar. Right? The Beis Hashchita could be Roseach enough to be Mavlia, but it's not going to be Niflat from the Sakin with Chom Beis Hashchita into the Siman. Ikadiyami, the kuliyam besashkita tzoni. Mandama medir shapir, mandama koli, agav ducha the sakina bola sakin. I'm sorry, that's the first was the svar of the Ramban. Right? The Ramban said besashkita roseach. Aye, but we paskin hilchas abitzoni besakin trefa. So he says, no, I did the tree di simanim lemiflat lo bola. They're not going to be bole again. Right? They're not going to be bole. You see, from the Ramban also, he's learning that the Gemara of Chesed Beis is talking about using it for shechita a second time, right? Because that's his whole svar, right? The Beis Hashechita Roseach, but I did the treaty simanim le miflat, they're not going to be boleh. That's only a svara in shechita. So both the Ramban and the Rashba are learning that the Gemara of Chesed Beis is talking about using the sack and treif for shechita afterwards. Don't see that for Das Rashi per se. Ikadi Ami, the Kuliam Besashit Tsone, Madame Medea Shapir, Madame Kole, if I got the Sakina Bola Sakin. That's the Rashba. Right? The Rashba says that really you could say Besashit Tsone, but I got the Sakina, the Besashit Tsone, and it's Chamba Mikzas, it's going to be Mavlia if you have Ducha the Sakina as well. Okay, so the two Svaras, the Ramban and the Rashba, is really licked in the Sugya. Right? You find the Svaras in the Sugya. Question is, are those Svaras, the paskening like one of the days in the Gemara, are those svaras the proper svara to explain the steer between Kuf Yud Aleph and Daf Ches and the days or not? That's the shayla over here. That's the shayla. Okay. Rov Rishonim don't learn the Hemshech of the Gemara like Rashi, right? Sone and Amri Labaya Adocha, Amri Labaya Adocha. Most of them are not learning that it's going on the Blessed Sone, but rather it's going on the Sakin. Okay? Rather it's going on the Sakin. Does the sakin require hadach if you're going to cut baset sonen or not? It's interesting, right? There are 2 days over here. There's a suffix in the Gemara. Right? The cut the baset Rasayach Shmuel says that it's usa. So again, according to Rov Rishonim, you need hagoli, you need a hechshir. We're talking about the sakin. That Shmuel says it's usa lachtach Rasayach without hagoli. Sonein to cut baset sonein with sakin sheshava baset to that amila bay adacha amila lo bay adacha going on the side. So Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmul, the Gemara continues ka'ara shemalach bebaset also lechel baroseach Shmuel l'time the Amar Shmuel maliach arei koseach v'kav shariyo kimavushim. So Shmuel adds another halacha. Just like sakin sheshava ba also lechel baroseach ka'ara shemalach bebaset, we know Maliach Harei Koseach, Maliach is going to be Mavliya as well. So he says, Ochel Osir Lechel Baroseach. You can't eat, you can't put Roseach into the Ka'ara Shemalach Vabasa. Similar idea, right? The Sakan Sheshachaba, you can't cut Basa Roseach with that. And Ka'ara Shemalach Vabasa, you can't put Roseach, some kind of Roseach food, into the Ka'ara. The Stoma, because there's going to be a Bliya into the food. Right? The Basa Roseach, we'll get a blia from the sakan sheshachaba, and the maichla roseach and the ka'ar shemal habavas is going to get a blia of dam from the ka'ar. Right? Says Rashi, lefi shenivla bo hadam v'nosin tam rishon havi ki iser gam. Right? The dam is nivla into the ka'ar shemal habavas, so we're afraid if you put roseach into the ka'ara, it's going to be chozav and niflat into the maichla. What's interesting about the Gemara? What's missing from the Gemara? Now, we just read 3 lines of the Gemara. 3 points in the Gemara. There's a glaring omission in the Gemara that the Rishonim will talk about. On the first din of Shmuel, yes, Yannick?
No mention of Tzonet.
No mention of Tzonet, exactly. Excellent. Exactly. By Lachtoch Basar Roseach, so then the Gemara says, Tzonet namila bayadach, vamila lo bayadach. But suddenly, by Ka'ar Shemalach Babasar, also Lechel Baroseach, there's no mention of Tzoni. What's the din of Tzoni over there? What's the din of Tzoni? Does everyone say you need Hadacha? Does everyone say you don't need Hadacha? Why is there no Machlokas over there? A little bit strange. What's more, the Gemara earlier has another situation, another case. The Mishnah of Kuv Zayin Amid Beis, which we've had before, Sorer Adam Basu Gvina b'mitpachas achas uvachlo yunogin zebazeh. Mishnah says you can put meat and cheese in a mitpachas achas in one bag. Right? Put them in one bag in the fridge. Uvachlo yunogin zebazeh. But you have to make sure that they're not going to touch each other. This is the Gemara that we skipped the last time. Right? This Mishnah Kuf Zayin Amud Beis talks about Achsenoim, that Amakir and Zebazet, Tfisa Achas, whether they can eat at the table, Basar and Gvina together, right? But this first line, we were not ready for it at the time. So we said, we'll get back to it. So here we are. What does the Mishnah say? That Uvach Lo Yunogam Zebazet, that the bas and the gvina can be put b'mitpachas achas, but you have to make sure they don't touch each other. Amar Abaye, nehi the klipa lo boy, hadocha mi lo boy. Abaye says, the reason why there's a problem if they're nogin zebazeh is because you need hadocha. You're going to need hadocha. Even though you don't need klipa, but you should need hadocha. I thought we said on Kufi Aleph on the base that there's a shaila. If basar tzonen requires hadacha, if you're going to cut it with a sack and sheshachadla. So by ka'arashim molach ba'basar, there's no discussion of the din of tzonen. In the Gemara Kuf Zayin on the base, when we talk about putting basar and gvina in a mitpachas achas, everyone seems to say that you need hadacha. And by lachdoch basar oseh b'sakan shel shchita b'sakan shachaba, there's a suffix whether you need hadacha or you don't need hadacha. Three different gemaras with three different psakim. How do you put these three gemaras together? So this is what the Rishonim, the next stage in the sugya, this is what the Rishonim try to figure out. Again, assuming like Rov Rishonim that Amri Laboy hadacha is not going on the basar like Rashi, but rather it's going on the sakan. Talking about, does the sakan require washing to use it for tzonin? This is a very important shaila. Right? If you have a klishal issa, assuming that there's a bliya in the klishal issa, that's what the Rav Rishonim are assuming. There's a bliya in the klishal issa, so now I'm not going to use it b'chamin. So it's not a concern that the bliya is going to come out. Can I use it b'tzonin? Can I use a klishal issa b'tzonin? Let's say I don't have another kli. Right? It's a klishal issa. I'm going to kasher the clean, but I have no other plate. So I want to use this plate. It's a klishal issa, but I'm going to use a bitzoni. What do I have to do to use a bitzoni? Let's say I'm located in a restaurant that, I don't know, it's a non-kosher restaurant, but I'm there on a business lunch, right? And they're going to serve me something cold on a piece of china. On a plate of china. It's a klishal issa. Mistama, someone else ate non-kosher on that plate. Am I allowed to use that plate? It's clean. Is it mutter to use the plate? Do I say that a klishal issa, it's usser, even if you do hadach, it's usser to use that plate? That's a very important shaila. That's what we're talking about over here. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Psak halacha in this. But that's what the Rishonim are addressing. So the Ramban give you the Rashba on this or the Ramban? I can't remember. Rashba. Okay, let's look at the Rashba. The Ikaman de Omar. The Rashba de Ramaslat Sonin says, the Ikaman de Omar, the Mehad de Omar Hachi, the Labaya Hadacha, Shaminan Lekalim Shneshtam Shubahan Isser Gagon Kaashim Alva Vasa, Ola Kederishal Isser, the Shari Le Ishtamushibahu Bitsonin, the Hetera below Hadacha Kla. From this Gemara, you see that kelim shnishtamshu bohen issa, if you have a kli that was used for issa, then you could use it for tzonein even without hadacha. Even without hadacha. Vafilu lamanda amar b'sakim debaya hadacha. Aye, but Shmuel, in the case of Shmuel, sakim teshacha b'basar asalachlech b'roseach, so then b'tzonein is a shaila whether you need hadacha or not. There is one man da'amar by sakan sheshachat bo that you need hadacha. Why? I thought you just told me that clay is so you don't even need hadacha to use it, but so name. Hasam with the ikka duchad the sakina. There's duchad the sakina when you cut with the sakin. That ka'ora shemalach babasa, there's no duchka de sakina. So if there's no duchka de sakina, everyone admits that you can use it betzonin without hadocha. Without hadocha. V'hayo d'lo ifligu b'ka'ora shemalach babasa k'di ifligu b'sakin. And that's why there's no machlokas by ka'ora shabasa. There's no shaila whether boy hadocha or not. By ka'ora, there's only a shaila by sakin. There's only a shaila by sakin because sakin is duchka de sakina. Sakin is duchka de sakina. But Ka'ara Shemal Babasa, there's no duchka de sakina. So therefore, avada, even without hadocha, it's mutter. I, the Mishnah earlier, skip down a little bit. What's the Rajba saying? Kuf Zayin, that's totally different. There's Gufo Shel Isser. There's Shamnunis, Mamoshes of Basar, touching the Gvina. So obviously, you got to be Mediach. Right? Lechatchila, you should ensure that the Basar and the Gvina are not going to touch each other, because if they touch each other, then you'll have Shamnunis, you'll have Be'en going from Basar to the Cholav. There's Gufo Shel Isser, there's Shamnunis over there. We're not talking about Blias. If there's shamnunis avada, they can't be nogea zebazeh. And if they're nogea, then avada. Everyone would say that you need hadocha. But if all you're concerned about is a blia, like in Kuf Yud Aleph and Mebei, if all you're concerned about is a blia, by sakin sheshach haba and ka'ar shemalach habasa, the concern there is not about the be'en, says the ikamanda. The concern is about the blia. The concern is about the blia. Then there's a difference between sakin as opposed to ka'ara, because sakin is duchka de sakina, but ka'ara there's no duchka de sakina. So by sakin, since there's duchka de sakina, there's some day that holds that you need hadocha, that you have to wash it. But by ka'ara, everyone holds that you don't need hadocha, because there's no duchka de sakina. And this is how the Ikam and the Amr and the Rajba explains the three gemaras. Kuf Zayin is nothing to do with our gemara, really, he's saying. Kuf Zayin, there's Gufo Shalissa. Of course, there's a Shamnunis, there's Be'en. So there, you certainly have to wash them off if they touch each other. Agim Mara is talking about Blias. Blias in the Sakin Sheshachaba, a Blias in the Ka'ar Shemalach Babasar. So there we have to explain why by one is there a Suffolk if you need Hadacha or not, and by the other, there's no need to have Hadacha. So he says the difference is Duchim Sakina. There's one day that says by Sakin Sheshachaba Basar, even if you're cutting Basar Tzonein, you need hadacha because of duchka de sakin. Ad kan devas. The ikaman de amr is pilekla. This sheet is pilekla. I mean, the svar, it's very difficult to believe. Duchka de sakin, that's his key. Right? The key chilek between sakin sheshachat baba and ka'ara shemalach babasa regarding using it for tzone, what's the chilek? The chilek is duchka de sakin. What does duchka de sakin matter? If there's shamnunis be'en on the sakin or the kli, so then, right? Then you should need hadocha. Right? You should need hadocha even by shar kelim, even if there's no duchka the sakin, right? If there's shamnunis be'en, there's some be'en there. So it's like kuf zayin. Right? The Gemara kuf zayin says you have basar and chola, basar and gvina that are touching each other. Hadocha is necessary because there's going to be a transfer of the shamnunis. So if this shamnun is be'en in our Gemara by sakin sheshachat ba and ka'ar shemal ha'basar, so then even without duchka the sakina you should need hadacha. Even by ka'ar shemal ha'basar you should need hadacha, not just sakin. What does duchka the sakina do for you? If this shamnun is, then even without duchka the sakina you should need hadacha, even mashakin. And if there's no iser be'en on the sakin, so the whole iser is because of the iser balua. So what's duchka the sakina going to create a problem here? If there's no shamnunis, we're only talking about the bliya, so then ka'ar shemalach habas is givaldik. You don't need hadacha there because we're only concerned about a bliya, and if you're only putting the tzonin into the ka'ara, then nothing's going to come out. But by sakin also, what's duchka de sakina going to accomplish? If you're only talking about a bliya, so duchka de sakina is going to be maflit by itself? Just duchka de sakina? We talked about a chom beis hashchita, chacham b'miktzas with duchka de sakina, but if all you have is duchka de sakina, it's basit sonin, right? It's not hat me. Basit sonin. So duchka de sakina is going to take out a blia? There's no pleita b'tzonin. What's more, what's the hadacha going to accomplish? If we're talking about a bliya, what's the hadacha going to accomplish? The whole shita is pilei ploy. Right? If there's shamnunis, so then kar shemal habasa and sakan shashacha should be exactly the same. You got to wash it off to take the shamnunis away. That's what we see from Kuv Zayin. If there's no shamnunis, so why is duchka the sakina going to make it worse by sakin? And if it does make it worse, how does hadacha help it? How does hadacha take away the bliya? Pilei ploy. Right? Does everyone get the three kashas? Right? There are three kashas over here. If this shamnun is be'en, so then you should need hadacha both by the karshim al habasa and by the sakan shishahaba. There's be'en on the item. You can't use a bitsonin if there's be'en. Just like the Gemara and Kuv Zayin said that you can't let the basa and the gvina touch each other, even bitsonin, then you have to wash it off because if there's be'en, then it's going to be a problem. So if there's shamlunis, there's nothing to talk about, they both should be a problem. If there's no shamlunis, you're only concerned about the bliya, so duchka de sakina shouldn't make it any worse. Duchka de sakina can't be mafled by itself. And if it somehow can be mafled and there's a problem, how's the hadacha going to solve that problem? So who answers this kasha? Does anyone know? Not the Rashba, but who? The Ritva. The Ritva answers this kasha. What is the Ritva saying? Did you get a chance to look at the Ritva? How many Talmidim saw the Ritva? Okay. Ha. Okay. Let's see it together. Okay, we're not going to go too much further. Okay, let's see this together. Ritva is a very beautiful idea. Very big Kiddush, but a very beautiful idea. What is the Ritva saying? He says like this. V'yesha Amru. This is the Ramas Chatzonin. If you have a Kovetz, it's page Shin Chav Vav. The last one online is V'yesh. It's like six lines down. V'yesha Amru Shehatzonin Eino Mach L'Dover HaBalua Harbe. Avol Mashu Korov L'Chutz SheBalua Al Pnei HaKli Ki Chotich Be'Agav Duchka L'Sakina Mach L'Apilu Hatzonin. Did you hear that? Unbelievable. The Ritva says there are some, there's a Yesh Omrim, some people say that Sonin is not Maflit Dover HaBalu HaHarbe. You see, we've been taught, right? Since our earliest days, right? Since our earliest days of learning Chulin, we've been taught that the only way that a Belia leaves a Kli is to what? Chaminus. There has to be some kind of a heat. It's Nivla with Chaminus, and it leaves with Chaminus. So we're going to see that some of the Rishonim say, in certain cases, it can leave bitzonei too. There can be blias that are niflat bitzonei. Zok the Ritva, sonin is not going to be maflet a blia if it's deep into the kli. But what's on the surface, inside, not what's literally on the surface of the kli, but what's nivla into the first area of the kli, inside the kli, not the surface. We're not talking about shamnunis be'en on the surface. We're talking about the klipa, so to speak, right? What's on the edge of the kli, says the Ritva, some claim that sonein can be maflit that. Hatsonein and a maflit dover habalua harbe. Al mashu korov lachutz, what's close to the outside, shabalua al pnei akli, that's balua on the surface of the kli. Not literally on the surface, but right inside the surface of the kli. Ki chotich be, agav duchke de sakina maflit leafil watsonein. Duchke de sakina, according to this daya, is going to be maflit what's inside, right inside the surface of the kli. Ulefikach tzarech hadocha betzonein yofel lahaflit also ha'isra korv latzeis. Zok the Ritva, this day holds, that's why you need hadocha, even betzonein. Why? Because the hadocha somehow is able to take away the blia that's al pnei hakli, that's on that surface. So there is a blia. Tzonein, if you have duchka de sakina, you could be maflit even b'tzonein from the inner surface, the top surface, close to Korov Lachutz, you could be maflit something. But without Duchka the Sakina, no Bliya is going to come out. So if no Bliya is going to come out, Hadacha is not necessary. That's the chilik between Sakin Sheshachad Ba, if you want to use a Bitsonin, and Ka'ar Shemalav Abbasan. What is the Yesh Hanim saying? What? Duchka the Sakina is going to be motzi that bliya? Apparently there's some kind of heat, some low level of heat that can be maflit that bliya. And what's the Hadacha going to accomplish? Hadacha is rinsing. Washing it off, that's going to take out a bliya. What kind of... So apparently what he means is Hadacha is not just rinsing. Hadacha means rinsing and like rubbing it clean. It's like a rubbing. Shifshuk. There's a lashon of shifshuk in the poskim in certain contexts. Hadacha v'shifshuk. Washing and rubbing. So that's what's going to take out the bliya al pnei ha-kli, from the inner that surface right on the outside of the kli. That's what this daya holds. Right? That there is some kind of a bliya there, and the tzonen can be mafled that bliya with duch and sakina, but it's not a big bliya, it's a small bliya just on the surface of the kli. Hadacha v'shifshuf will be able to take away that bliya. And that will be matiyu to use the kli. So that's why by sakin sheshachat, since there is a bliya, the chom beis hashchita was able to create some kind of a bliya. So to use it, b'tzonein, some say that you need hadacha, because there is some kind of a bliya that's going to be yotze even b'tzonein, since you have a duchka de sakina. The duchka de sakina will be maflit a little bit b'tzonein. Only that surface bliya, but it'll be maflit something. Hadacha takes away the surface bliya, because we have to assume the hadacha is not just rinsing, but hadacha v'shifshuk. B'kara shemalach b'basis, since there's no duchah v'sakina, we're not afraid of anything. It's just bitzonim. So nothing is going to be nifla. There is a bliya. It was a bliya b'resichus. There was a chom that created the bliya. But there's nothing to take out that bliya. So there's nothing to take out that bliya. Then even without hadacha, it'll be mutter to use the kara shemalach b'basis. Okay, this is the first day in the Rashba. Okay. Look at some of the other makaras. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll try to continue our discussion, and then we'll get. You know, once we figure out the answer to the stira and the sugyas, then we have to talk lemaisa. Right? We have to talk lemaisa. Can you use a klishel iser bitzonein? What do you have to do? Is it mutter to use it without hadacha? Do you need it? Do you need hadacha to use it? And how does this all relate to the story that the Gemara tells us about Hahi Pincha? It was some kind of klicheres that they used, right? That they broke. Why did they break it? Is it necessary to break it? Would hadacha have been enough? There's a lot to discuss, lemaisa, that emerges from this sukkah.